There is no book that has had a greater impact on humanity than the Bible. It has become the most copied, printed, published, and translated book ever. In fact, the entire Bible has been translated into more than 600 languages, with the New Testament alone having been translated into more than 1,500 languages. There are also translations of smaller portions of the Bible, which result in a sum of more than 3,000 languages having at least part of the Scriptures available to them. You know, translations are necessary because the Bible was originally written in Greek and Hebrew. So, what about our English Bible? How did we get all the various English versions that we have today? This is important information for a new Christian, so let's answer those questions with a brief look at history. Did you know that about 450 English translations have been made over the past few centuries? John Wycliffe, from 1320 to 1384, is credited with being the first to complete a translation of the Bible into English. It was a beautifully handwritten version that was translated from Jerome's Latin Vulgate, which was around 400 AD when it was produced. Wycliffe's version eventually became outlawed, and 44 years after his death, Pope Martin V was still so infuriated that he ordered Wycliffe's body to be exhumed, burned, and then his ashes scattered. So producing an English Bible back then was a dangerous business. Well, after the invention of the printing press in 1440, a man by the name of William Tyndale from 1494 to 1536 was the first to produce a Bible to be printed in English. He was an Oxford scholar. He was fluent in 8 languages and was a major leader of the Reformation. And since it was illegal for the common people to possess a Bible back then, they were smuggled into England in bales of cotton and sacks of flour. Tyndale was later branded a heretic and eventually caught. He was chained to a pole with a rope placed around his neck, and his last words were, "Lord, open the King of England's eyes." He was then strangled and burned at the stake. Well, later, King Henry VIII commissioned a new, authorized English translation some 3 years after Tyndale's death. And this version became known as the Great Bible of 1539. Another period of persecution followed shortly after that, and many Christian reformers fled to Geneva. It was there that yet another English Bible was produced. This one became known as the Geneva Bible of 1560. It's the Bible that William Shakespeare quoted and one that the Pilgrims brought with them to America. Now, without question, the most widely known English translation is the King James Version, also known as the KJV. There were some 47 scholars from Oxford, Cambridge, and Westminster who produced it, each with various Protestant backgrounds. And they used many ancient Greek manuscripts and other Bible versions to assist them in their work, such as Tyndale's earlier translation, the Great Bible, and even the Geneva Bible. And ever since its publication in 1611, it has become the most widely used Bible in English and remains the oldest version still in use today. Beginning around the late 1600s and up to modern times, there have been many discoveries of additional ancient biblical manuscripts, a lot more than what were available to the King James translators. Now, these new discoveries prompted a desire to update and replace the King James with a more modern version. So, publishers wanted to produce a Bible with an updated vernacular that could be commonly used among English speakers and would also include the latest manuscript discoveries. So, a long succession of English translations has since followed. The first American English Bible that was produced was the American Standard Version of 1901. Yet, as popular as it became, it still never eclipsed the King James Version. And some of the more popular versions since then have been the New American Standard Bible from 1971, the New International Version of 1978, the New King James Version of 1982, and most recently, the English Standard Version of 2001, and the Legacy Standard Bible of 2021. This is just a brief history of how we came to have so many versions today. You know, God's always intended that His Word be understood and known in every language. And this is evidenced by the miracle of speaking in tongues, that is, foreign languages, on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, verses 7 through 11. We no longer have miraculous gifts available to us as those first century Christians did, yet God still desires that all of mankind understand His Word equally as well. And overall, we should be thankful for all those in the past who were committed to and even gave their lives to carry out the daunting task of translating the Bible for all the masses to have and understand for themselves.